afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Adask, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today's Monday, August 14th, 2017. Good afternoon, Al.
Hello, Melody.
Well, it's Friday when we were leaving on the program. Everyone was possibly expecting a war with North Korea, but it's funny how things so rapidly change in today's world. We wake up Saturday and Sunday to a different kind of a war right here in the United States, and it's not that the problems with North Korea has gone away, but it certainly has been refocused. We'll be talking about that here in just a little bit. First, I want to give you an update on precious metals. And of course, because there was no North Korea quote-unquote situation over the weekend, you had a big reversal in the paper markets. And gold had a little bit of pressure on it, but really not too significant. Gold is down $660 at $1,283. This is in the New York spot price after market. You have silver down 6 cents at $17.15. Platinum was down $13 at $975, but palladium was up $4, $898. The USDX today was positive 0.26 at 93.36. Oil was up 20 cents at 49.02. And the paper markets today, the final ticks on the day. Let's see if they're all through. The Dow was up 133 points, 21,992. The NASDAQ was up 83 at 63.40. And the S&P was up 24 at 24.65. 10-year yield was up 0.03 at 2.22%. The euro, pressure on that was 118. Foreign markets were, basically as positive as our market was, although they were up over 1%. Our Dow did make it over 1%. The S&P and the NASDAQ did. Japan was the only one that had pressure, and that was down 190 points. The fear and greed index, the emotion is driving the market. They're still in the fear area at 39. So even though we didn't have any significant situation with North Korea, there seems to be still a little bit of fear in this country. I guess some top generals did go to South Korea. They were meeting with the President Moon Jae-in today. General Joseph Dunford, Chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, is going to meet senior military officials along with Moon, according to an official with the South Korea's Blue House. He will then head on to China on a previously scheduled visit, citing an unidentified military official coming out of the news agency in China. Dunford's Asian visit comes as fears grow that a war of words between Trump and North Korean leader will lead to a miscalculation that sparks an actual military conflict. So, discussions on the table, and he didn't do any missile testing this weekend, which shows he backed down to Mr. Trump's strong verbiage, Al.
Well, he may have backed down to Mr. Trump's strong verbiage. He may have backed down because China is allegedly refusing to trade with North Korea in a number of different items and commodities. China is pressuring North Korea to pull in its horns, or at least shut its mouth. I don't know if it has horns, but it certainly has a big mouth. And China is leaning more so on North Korea. They're trying to prevent the United States from bombing North Korea, but they're also trying to get North Korea to please shut the F up.
Alfred.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. And we'll see. Perhaps Kim Jong-un was getting the message, taking him off his medication, and perhaps he's getting the he's getting the message, and we'll watch and see what happens. But I don't think the United States is going to do anything. I mean, it's certainly threatening to. But I think the idea they're not going to issue any more visas for North Korea for now probably another 3 weeks, which implies that they're not going to do anything until the beginning, first week or 10 days of next month. And in the meantime, we're going to sit around and have, again, it's like Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor. Two of them are going to spend most of their time, most of the fight will be spent insulting each other. The actual fight will probably last about half a round, but the insults will go on for months before we get to that half round. So I don't know. It's no business like show business, you know.
And, you know, it's just interesting, though, that they take you to the edge. And, of course, then they have a new distraction here in the United States. I'm sure everyone is aware of what happened this weekend in Virginia. Mr. Trump is back in D.C. And, of course, he's getting a lot of
criticism.
And then some. And then some. Because his words were not strong enough on the situation in Virginia this weekend. And his comments weren't strong enough on Saturday. And I'm thinking, you know, where were these same people during Obama's administration when he wouldn't say radical Islamists? Where were they? Where were their mouths then? Why weren't they writing and slamming and quitting over various councils because he wouldn't say that strong enough? I listened to Mr. Trump's comments on Saturday. I thought they were sufficient considering the timing, because at that point in time, no one really knew, you know, all the details. I thought they were strong. We can debate. But, I mean, this has just totally gotten really out of control. I mean, if you read the headlines, you have the Kentucky mayor, the Confederate monuments are going to be moved. You have protesters aim at Tennessee Capitol bus. Gainesville takes down statues. Baltimore statues are going to be destroyed. I mean, it's just...
We're going to rewrite history to accommodate the minority blacks. They don't want to hear about this. They don't want to think about it. We'll just erase history. Okay, let's erase history. But let's also erase history. Let's also erase the history that say blacks were slaves. Let's just erase that. We don't want to talk about it anymore. No more books about it. No more movies. No more references to slavery. And therefore, there will not have been any slavery. We will rewrite history. Bunk. Right? You know, there's an old thing, people who don't learn from history are destined to repeat it. You can't get rid of some of these monuments to legitimate history, right or wrong. It's like going ahead and modifying the court records to prove that nobody's been shot and killed in this country. There's no murder in this country. How do we know? Well, we've changed the numbers. We've changed the numbers, and therefore nobody's killing anyone. That's not a problem. Well, just all we have to do is rewrite history. This whole thing is an abuse of power by leftists who think they can just scream and shout and make people do what they want because they're offended. Well, nobody gives a damn. Get over it. You understand you're offended? You are offensive. Get over it. This whole thing ultimately goes back to the black-white racial thing, which is nothing but a monstrosity that's been encouraged and hyped in order to maintain power for the left. So, we got racism. No, we don't. Anybody who says we have a serious problem with racism in this country is a liar. If you got game, you can play center for the L.A. Lakers. If you got game, you can be quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. If you got game, you can pitch for the Chicago Cubs. If you got game, you can be a congressman, you can be a senator, you can be a federal judge. If you got game, you can be Attorney General of the United States. Ask Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch. If you got game, you can be president. Ask Barack Obama. If you don't have game, you're going nowhere. You're not going to get in the game. And the problem in what we have are people who don't got game. right? And they want to bitch and moan and say, the reason I'm not president of the United States is because I've been discriminated. No, the reason you're not president of the United States is because you can't read, you can't write, you can't do mathematics. That's the reason you're not president of the United States. The reason you're not president of the United States is because you can't speak English. And everybody who can't get to be president of the United States, who is black, insists that they're being discriminated against racially. They are not. They're not being discriminated against, but they are being judged. Martin Luther King made in his speech, I Have a Dream, at one point he said, I have a dream that one day my little children will be judged by the content of their character rather than the color of their skin. That day has been here for a decade or more. Right? Who do you suppose elected Barack Obama to the White House? It was a white folk. That's who elected him. They judged him by the content of his character, as near as they could perceive it. I would say an enormous mistake was made in that judgment, but it was not about race. It was about culture. Can you speak English? Barack Obama certainly can. He can speak English better than most white people. And from that perspective, in my opinion, he is white. White is a culture. Negro is a race. Caucasian is a race. Mongoloid is a race. When you talk about black, you talk about niggas, you talk about Oreos, you talk about crackers, talk about whites. We are talking about cultures, not races. China is becoming increasingly white. Japan became increasingly white after World War II. They embraced the values that they had seen in the Caucasian country, the United States of America. They embraced those white values. They didn't become white in a racial sense. They became white in a cultural sense, and they became the second most powerful economy in the world. Later on, they were deposed by China, who is becoming increasingly white. They are embracing the values of white. And some people are saying, oh, that Adams, he's a racist, he's crazy. No, I'm not crazy. There are stories out there that almost every one of you have probably already heard about little black kids who will beat up other black kids because they're acting too white. They're learning to speak English. They are learning mathematics. They're trying to be white enough to get into the White House. It's not about race, it's about culture, which is a system of values. And if you want to cling to a culture, like niggas do, right? Wow. They cling to a culture that is inferior. It is self-destructive. You want to cling to it? Cling to it. But you can't sit back and blame. It's a term. It's a term that's used in the Negro community. It's used in the white community. Everybody knows the N-word. Nobody can say it. How do we know what it means? How do we all know what the N-word means if we haven't seen it or heard it or have had it said by people that are close to us? If this whole thing has become just a giant, stupid taboo, and part of it is because no one wants to discuss the difference between race and culture. And when we talk about racism, let me give you a racist statement. If I said all Negroes are stupid, that would be a racist statement. I am saying every member of the race, the Negro race, is stupid. That's racist. If I said some Negroes are stupid, that's not racist. That's not racist at all, any more than saying some whites are stupid. I guarantee you, some whites are stupid. Some Negroes are stupid. Some Mongoloids, that is to say Asians, are stupid. Right? When you say all of a particular race are one thing or another, that's racism. When you're talking about some, you're not talking about racism. You may be talking about cultures. Culturalism, white versus black. Cultures, cultures. Not race, cultures. And if we think we can make progress dealing with this issue when we don't even define the terms where we know what we're talking about. The whole thing is just a bunch of taboo nonsense. It's shameful that we let people get away with the lies. You know, the question from my perspective, and this has been my question for a long time, how long shall a people who've never had slaves, and by the people who've never had slaves, I mean today's whites, today's Caucasians, never had any slaves, how long shall people who've never had slaves be held accountable to a people who've never been slaves? That's today's Negroes. They've never been slaves. Slavery, for the crime of slavery, which ended by the 13th Amendment back in 1865. The problem is not you know, if you got a problem, there's a situation where people say, oh my gosh, oh, the poor Negroes, they've just been so oppressed by the legacy of slavery. Get over it. Get over it. My grandmother and grandfather on my father's side were slaves. Right? They were Russian serfs. They were property of the Tsar. They were things. They got out of Russia and they made it to this country and they started a different kind of life for themselves. I have not been oppressed by the legacy of slavery. Right? My grandmother and grandfather were slaves. They're Russian serfs. Property, things. Right? I'm only two generations away. I got over. It wasn't a big deal for me. I believe that racism right now is something that blacks want. Negroes want. Right? They want racism as an excuse for their abject failure as a people. Not all blacks are failed. Not all blacks are failed. Some are very successful. Some are very intelligent. Some are hardworking. Some are billionaires. Right? Talk to Barack Obama. Right? It can be done, provided that you want to be white, which doesn't mean you change the skin color.
I don't think the blacks want racism. I think they're being told.
Well, whoever, somebody's doing this, they're imposing it. It's not a live issue.
Let's really look at those that are calling it racism and promoting the hatred.
No, I agree.
So, and they are just being wound up.
I agree. This whole thing is like Don King. He's a fight promoter. He's going to put two people in the ring and let them fight.
There's a lot bigger picture that's going on here. And it is. I said it this morning. It is. Divide and conquer. I mean, we're setting up signs. We're setting up issues. We're setting up, destruction from within.
Yes, I know.
What's happening.
I know.
And whether there is, and I do believe there is racism. I do believe there is.
Yeah, there's racism. There's rape. There's murder. There's a lot of things in the world
that
isn't perfect, but it's not predominant.
But
it is not predominant.
Look at what is look at who is doing the promoting. The media this weekend. Oh, my heavens.
Yeah, the left and the media, this is part of their power base. And you know, the Negroes in this country need to wake up. You're being played. You understand? There are people. There was an article I saw today. We're getting close to a break. We can talk more about this when we get back. We're going to take a couple of commercials. Melody and I will be back in a moment to discuss a little more about whether there is or is not racism and to what degree it actually exists. Please stay tuned to Financial Survival. We'll be back soon.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TimUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Hi, folks. I'm Ralph Verdatis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. Brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver at 1-800-375-4188 for all your gold and silver coin needs. What next, Melody?
Well, I did have a special, but you got me all fired up, so I don't know where it's at. I had one this morning. We were running a special on 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagles and 20 Silver Eagles, and I'll bring that price to you in a little bit. It's a great little package. I ran it this morning on the earlier program that I have, and it was very successful, so we're going to continue that throughout the day. And our website is dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And let me see if I can just figure this out real quick. That special was $565. $565 for a tube of 21-ounce American Silver Eagles. And the year on these are 2017s. A 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle includes shipping, $565. One of my payments came in today, and I always get wonderful notes from listeners, from clients. And this one came in, and it says, "Melody, God bless you for bringing us the truth through your wonderful radio show. Thank you for making it possible for all of us to acquire God's money." And I want to thank you for sending that in. And I usually don't like to read the folks' name on the air and so forth, but I think who wrote it will know that he's the one. But I do want to thank everyone for all your encouragement, for your notes when you send in your payments, and we will continue to bring you the truth and give you something to. So there's so much misinformation and so much
political correctness.
Political correctness.
You know what political correctness means? It means a lie. If you are correct, you are correct. If you are politically correct, it means you are something other than correct. It means you are lying. One way or another, you have to cling to certain ideas because they are politically correct. It means they're lies. And we let this stuff dominate our political discussion in this country. Oh, you've got to be politically correct. Screw that. I do not have to be politically correct. I have to try to understand the truth as best I can and try as best I can to communicate that truth. I would accept that our obligation, but I don't have to be politically correct, and neither do any of the rest of you. All right? It's part of the problem. We have all politically. Oh, my God, I can't tell you how much contempt I have for those people who advocate being politically correct, who insist on being politically correct, who insist that we've got to have transgender bathrooms because we have to fight for the rights of the people who want to cut off their private parts. Are you crazy? They have shrinks who will tell you this is normal behavior. People want to cut off their private parts. That's normal. That's rational. Let's not oppress them by depriving. They're crazy. You understand? You don't need a license to practice medicine. You don't need a PhD in psychiatry in order to say that someone who's willing to cut off his private parts is nuts. Fundamental problem. And I saw something in the news just this morning sometime. And I didn't think I'd get an opportunity to talk about it because I thought it was too far out.
Oh, no.
But as it turns out, no, it's not. It's going to fit right in. Somebody's talking about having a summer camp for 4-year-old transgender children.
I read that article, yes, from last week, yes.
You know what I hope? I hope that when those kids grow up and they realize how twisted they've been by the idiots that run that camp, all right, and the people who believe in that nonsense, I hope they track them down and sue them for every dime they've got. Put them into poverty and let them finish their lives on Skid Row. You can't teach a child 4 years old that it's okay to be transgender.
You know what,
it's
Al?
Insane. It's irresponsible. It's worse than teaching them to smoke tobacco.
Al, it's not even 4 years old. There's articles I read, people who say their child knew when they were two. And it's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I knew
two
when I was
years
two.
Old?
I knew when I was that two that wanted... Santa was going to deliver a pony.
But yeah, I that was
it's part of the reason we call them children. They don't know diddly, and they aren't going to. God knows. I don't know how old I was before I began to have some measure of common sense. I mean, the idea of turning me loose at age 18, that was not probably the best thing you could do. I may have thought I was smart, in the same sense that children think they're smart, but you do things as kids, as young adults. You do things that are stupid, right? And it takes time to get far enough through life where you begin to see, oh, wait. And I used to believe in that, but I see now that was a bunch of nonsense. And you need a family that includes parents and grandparents, with people who have enough experience at life where they can guide you to where you don't do things that people are perhaps inclined to do, and that inclination is stupid and often dangerous and sometimes self-destructive. You need people who've been around here for a while, and they can tell you, look, Sonny, don't do this, don't do that. All right? We can perhaps give you reason to stay on the right path. Doesn't mean that everybody will, but at least you have a chance. We have a world right now that's catering to children. Do you have a stupid idea, little boy? Got a stupid idea, little girl? Well, that's just as normal as can be, and we're going to do everything we can to let you be just as dumb as you can possibly be. It's infuriating. And you look at it, it's the sort of thing you look around, and it really, I mean, I'm sure you can hear it in my voice, but it really does make me furious. People who don't even understand what the words mean they're talking about. It is just criminal. And people, it's not just a question of some people being ignorant. It's a question of large percentages of people in positions of power who take advantage. They want you ignorant. They want to play you, right? They want to hustle you. They want to con you. And it's a lot easier to do if you're an intellectual moron than it is if you've actually read some books, right? Not just watched cartoons, not just watched comedies on TV or the internet. Read some books, worked at trying to understand, because the understanding doesn't just come to you easily. Part of the reason for that is because in order to really, it's like being an investor, right? If you want to be an investor and who makes a profit, you've got to be a contrarian. That means you buy low and you sell high. Right, which seems obvious to everybody except for one thing. If you buy low, it's when everybody else is selling. That's why the price is low. It means that all of your friends are saying, sell, 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 and you got to stand up and say, no, I think I'm going to buy that. I think that's a good deal. And they say, you're politically incorrect. You're crazy. You're buying when everybody else is selling. No, that's what you got to do by definition. If you're going to buy low, you're going to buy when everybody else is selling. And likewise, if you're going to sell high and thereby make a profit, you're going to sell when everybody else is buying. And again, you are running against the herd. All right? And that's what you have to do if you want to make a profit in this world. And the same thing is true with education. You want to be educated as to what's going on, you can pretty much bet that what they're teaching you, what the majority of people believe in this country, they have been taught by people who want them ignorant. They want them easily manipulated. And if you want to educate yourself, you're going to wind up going against that. And all your friends, it's just like buy low and sell high. It's the same thing when you're going to learn the most important lessons in life. More than likely, those lessons are going to be contrary to common values, common opinion. But those are, you're going to have to learn it on your own if you want to succeed, if you want to get the values you need to succeed. You're going to have to do something other than what a multitude of your friends are doing, which is sitting around watching TV or playing on the Xbox. You're going to have to step out. You're going to have to be willing to live in a way that's independent. And that takes courage. It's not just intelligence. You don't get to be an intellectual on the basis of merely reading books. You get to be an intellectual more than anything. It's not a function of intellect. It's a function of courage. It's a function of looking at ideas objectively and realizing, you know, if I embrace this idea, I'm liable to get a lot of flack. I could even get into some serious trouble. The question is the idea true or false? And it doesn't take intellect to make the decision. It takes courage. Do you have the guts? Do you have the courage to be intelligent? Right? To be wise, not even intelligent. Even that, intelligence is just a question of perception. It's like, do you see 2020, 2040? Intelligence is not, it's not about values. It's merely about perception. How clearly can you see? All right, you can 2020, 2040, whatever, with measures your eyesight. Intelligence is the same thing. Intellect, how clearly can you perceive things? And it's important. But what's really important are values. What's really important is wisdom. And that takes courage. And we live in a world where we are discouraged. If anyone stands up and tries to tell the truth, I mean, you better get your hard hat, because you can expect the bricks to be incoming from 360 degrees. A lot of people are all sold on this political correctness, and they'll throw bricks at you if you are not politically correct. And these are the people who are most conducive to living in a mob, most conducive to living in a society where that is unstable. Dangerous people. People who think that they are entitled to things merely because they can yell and scream louder than their neighbors. You know, I could ramble on and rant on for the next 2 hours, but we've only got about 25 minutes left of the program, so I suppose I have to shut up, at least for now. But it takes courage to see the truth. And you're not going to need that courage. If you're reading a book that's been published by, you know, the school system, it doesn't take any courage to read that. And you probably, therefore, won't find any wisdom in there. You may find some comforting political correctness. Look at me. I'm politically correct. Give me a hug. I don't want a hug. I don't want to be politically correct. I want to try to find the truth. And I want to try to tell the truth as best I can. And so, it's not an easy kind of life. It's, in many regards, a joyous kind of life. Because when you start getting hold of the truth, when you really start, you get an appetite for it, you begin to find it. You begin to find, initially it's scary, and later on you find, my God, it's not scary, it's exciting, it's exhilarating. You can get a lot of joy out of chasing the truth, although initially it is intimidating because you're going against everything, all your friends and family and everybody else. You know, that's all, this is the way it is. They don't have a clue. Most of them don't have a clue. And yet they think that they can prove themselves right by merely yelling louder than everybody else that's around them. And it's dangerous. It's the sort of thing that gave Russians Communist Party.
But there's
and
also
it'll give us trouble too if we're not careful.
Well, there's so much misinformation and so much wrong information that people are getting off the internet and everything that they're now making decisions on false truths that they believe is true. And so where do you, you know, so, I mean, there are certain things that you don't do while you embrace certain things. So how do you deal? I mean, I see it and hear it every day just in the gold business. All the mistruths, all the exaggerations, all the sensationalism, all the, I mean, it's just like it doesn't even make sense sometimes. But yet that's what folks are attracted to, Al.
Yes,
folks,
I know that.
Folks are attracted to mistruths, to sensationalism, to, you know, and just to talk about regular truth and what we view, people say it's boring. People
say
it's boring.
Truth is actually extremely complex, and it's hard to get to the end of it. You can talk about the truth of an orange, okay? If I talk about the truth of an orange, first it's a fruit. Okay, what's a fruit? Well, it's part of a plant. What's a plant? Well, it's not an animal, and it's not inert. Okay, we can. What is the color of an orange? Well, it has a certain. It's. We say it's orange, but it has a certain measure on the spectrum. Now we're talking about light. We're talking about to take a simple orange and describe what that is. It takes you to the whole universe if you want to pursue it far enough. It's the lies that are simple. It's the lies where you can sit back and say, John Smith is he's a pederast, okay? That's easy. We can all jump on that. We hate pederasts. We don't know whether this guy Smith is or is not, but we can say it, and it's easy. It doesn't go any further. The lies are limited, and they're convenient, and they're easy to embrace, and they're easy to chant, and there's a certain, they're conducive to a herd mentality. Where everybody can embrace the same lie. Get into the truth of something like an orange. Pursue that truth far enough. You're talking about physics. You're talking about light. You're talking about botany. You're talking about biology. You're talking about matter. Everything there, when you get to the truth, that truth links us to the whole universe. That one orange. As nutty as that may sound to some people, it's the truth of the matter. If you really want to understand the orange, you've got to understand the universe. A lie? You can pick up a lie in no time at all. They're easy. And they're fun. They're convenient. Snappy. You know? Little phrases that we can play out over the catchphrases that we can play out over the radio or TV or wherever. All right, we're going to take another break for some more commercials. And that's the truth. And we will be back in just a couple of minutes, Lord willing. Please stay tuned to Financial Survival. Won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight?
Each and every heart is food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Folks, I'm Alfred Addis with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. What's next, Melody?
Well, when we're talking about truth and there's so much misinformation, now this person, Adam Credo, I don't know where he is really writing from, if he's associated with any particular news organization, but he is formerly, he's a senior writer for the Washington Free Beacon, formerly an award-winning political reporter for the Washington Jewish Week, where he frequently broke national news. Credo's work has been featured in various outlets, Politico and so forth. So I don't see in this article any support. But his big headline is Iran is sending warships to Atlantic Ocean amid massive new military buildup. Iran boosts war spending by $500 million after U.S. issues sanctions. Well, that sounds pretty logical. I mean, we really don't know if it's true or not unless it's released from, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, something from the White House, you know, something to show that there is some credibility. But we do know there's been sanctions. We do know that they've been building up. And it's a little disturbing to think that they are sending warships to the Atlantic Ocean. Iran's increasingly...
It better be disposable warships because they may not be going home.
Iran's increasingly hostile behavior, he writes, also follows a little noticed United Nations report disclosing that Iran has repeatedly violated international accords banning ballistic missile work. Lawmakers in the U.S. Congress and some policy experts also believe that Iran has been violating some provisions in the nuclear agreement. The article goes on and on. It talks about remember when the Iranian lawmakers reportedly shouted death to America and so forth. But we know they did get a lot of money from Barack Obama. We do know that that money went into their military and the purchasing of jets, fighter jets, and so forth. So we do know that is that they are an issue. And to me, it is a concern that they are sending ships to the Atlantic.
It's just to me, apparently they're good drinking out of the same water supply as Kim Jong-un. They're all going crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just nuts. What are they going to do? They're going to send warships into the Atlantic. Where are they going? To England? To the west coast of France? Where are they going in the Atlantic? If they're planning on crossing the Atlantic and sailing up and down the coast of the United States of America. I don't know. They might as well go. They shouldn't. They might just as well go to Korea. All right? And we'll get them the same time we get cut costs. We'll get the Iranians the same time we get the North Koreans.
Well, one of the Iranian leaders... he said no military official in the world thought that we could go around Africa to the Atlantic Ocean through the Suez Canal, but we did. We did it as we had declared that we would go to the Atlantic and its western waters.
They're talking about the United States.
We moved into the Atlantic and we'll go to its western waters in
that
the near
future.
That would
be the United States.
That would be the United States.
Well, in theory, I suppose you could say South America, but western side of the Atlantic is...
Well, there's no reason for them to go to South
You are
America.
On the western side of the Atlantic, Melody.
Yes,
keep your eyes peeled. You may see an Iranian battleship.
Hey, we know the Russians are...
Pulling in, stopping in for, you know, a little tourist thing. You can sell them some postcards
gold.
And pennants and
hey,
things like that.
Sell them some gold.
All right, that too, you know.
But anyway, it's just to show you. I mean, here you have something supposedly from a credible article. And my point was, yes, I believe this is true. But yet, you know, there's no support to it. And it's just another sign now. Things are just speeding along so crazily.
Yep.
And the stock market is up 140 points. I mean, it's like,
you know, like I said yesterday, Friday.
A big disconnect. Yeah, we get that, Alan. We get it. But it shows, it proves that you have this big disconnect from reality. Mm-hmm. And eventually, I don't care who's pushing, whether it be bots or whatever, reality does come to the forefront. And reality does make a difference. And lots of times when that reality rears its ugly head, it's too late for many people to do what.
Well, that's usually the way it works out.
And that's just the way, yeah, history. Yeah.
Once you start embracing political correctness, once you start embracing lies, you wind up riding that particular tiger. And you're going to ride that tiger until you are finally so exhausted, you fall off, and that's when the tiger has lunch. You can't get into these lies and expect to come to a happy ending. You may succeed. You can tell lies for right now, and you get people to send you money if you tell them enough lies. If you're skillful at it, you can get them to send you money. You can get them to vote for you if you're running for public office. You can control people with lies. But you can only do it for so long, and eventually the lies pile up where somebody's got to admit, how did we get here? This is all a bunch of lies. And somebody's got to explain it, and really and they will not admit, they won't admit the lies until the whole thing has blown up in everybody's face, and then some people might admit the lies. But if people are responsible, they're just going to pretend they're doing good all along. So my point is, once you get into them, once you accept the lies, the illusions, the something for nothing, vote for me, I'll give you a free lunch. You're entitled. You're entitled by the color of your skin or your gender or your, I don't know, whatever your circumstances are. You're entitled to something you haven't personally earned. And as soon as you hear that sound, you better be careful, because that's how they trap people. Tell them you're entitled to something you haven't earned. They promise, vote for me, give me your power, I'll see that you get something for nothing. You should run when they start that. It's fun. The idea, yeah, but I could get something for nothing. I mean, it's like Bitcoin.
Over 4,000.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's like, is it insane?
Again, this is one of those things they're apparently putting LSD in the drinking water, and it has not reached my part of Texas. Apparently, I'm not getting LSD in my drinking water, and therefore, I look at Bitcoin and I think, this is crazy, you know? But it's,
you know,
happening,
Bitcoin,
and that's
Bitcoin.
This is exactly about buy low and sell high.
You know what?
We're
Bitcoin,
right now at a high point. It's crazy. Everybody's buying. Look at it.
Bitcoin reminds me of the rise. It's over 4,000. When rhodium went for four, went it was $400, and it ran to 10,000. I mean, why? Why would rhodium go from 400 to 10,000?
Because everybody jumps on that politically correct.
I mean, you can't.
Why?
It's not a coin. It's a powder. I mean, you know, it's not even readily accessible to people in the physical form, and it's just like the traders. They ran it up. They made tons of money, and the same thing's going to happen to Bitcoin. They might run it up. Baby, look out when it begins to drop. And you're going to hear all these people who sell it. Oh, well, you know, people have been telling it's going to crash and so forth, and it still keeps moving up. Yeah, and it might, and it can. But once that true sell comes into play, look out, because it's going to drop like a rock, just like rhodium did. Once it hit 10,000, it was back to 400 in a matter of, you know, in a very short period of time. It ran up quick. It's just like silver. They run it to 50, and then it quickly comes back down. These are small markets, easily manageable to run. And that's what they do. And I think, You know, we're going to see the same thing in gold. Gold and silver is a little bit differently. They can play with gold and silver now. They can run silver to 50 like they do, like they did gas when they ran oil to 150. But I think gold and silver is different because we're going to see them rise now. But times will be different because they'll have true fundamentals underneath them. So if we see gold, when we see gold run to 5,000 or 10,000, what's going to happen when it reaches those levels? Is it going to stay there? I think the fundamentals might just keep it there.
It depends on what else is going on. It depends on what the value of the dollar is.
That's exactly right.
But the dollar is into hyperinflation. There's no telling how high the price of gold
is. If gold runs to 10,000, we're talking about a brand new currency. We're talking about the U.S. dollar no longer is trading 90% of the global transactions in dollars. You know, that ceases to exist. I mean, it's going to be nasty when those numbers get that high. So, and you're right. It depends on what is happening at any given point to see if those numbers can stay up there.
Numbers are kind of relative, but the main thing, the great advantage that gold and silver have is the prices have been artificially suppressed for most of 20 years, maybe more. It means the real price, a real free market price of gold, you can, you know, pull out your dartboard and figure the price out for yourself, but there's a good chance that the real free market price of gold right now could be $5,000. But it's been artificially suppressed where it's down to the third of that or less, and quarter of it. And it's the sort of thing where you can sit back and say, because they have suppressed the price, the free market price of physical gold, and they've used paper gold to do it, and COMEX and the LBMA and the rest of it. It's all a racket. It's all a scheme. It's all a con job. It's a lie. And I'm betting that sooner or later that lie has to break. And when it does, all of a sudden, everybody's heard the analogy of the beach ball being held underwater in the pool. When it finally breaks loose from whoever's holding it, that ball is going to come flying up out of the water. And I expect something like that to happen with gold. Don't know when. But I look at the manipulation of gold as the one fundamental, right, that guarantees the price is going to go dramatically higher. They're going to have 15, 20 years of suppression in the price of gold. We're going to find that free market price, and when we do, it's going to be a bunch higher than what it is right now.
Actually, the manipulation of gold has been going on for 43 years now. That was when President Ford signed a bill allowing American citizens to buy and sell gold after December 31st, and that was for the first time in 40 years. The removal of the ban was part of legislation that also authorized $1.5 billion for the International Development Association, and that was an agency of the World Bank. Although the Nixon administration asked Congress to vote lump sum, this money that was donated to the International Development Association was not. Let me move on to the removal of the 40-year-old ban on gold ownership had originally been opposed by the Treasury. They believed it would encourage speculation in the gold markets and in effect the international monetary situation, but the Treasury relented in opposition that year. So the bill gave the President Ford authority to end the ban before December 31st, if he reports to Congress that private ownership of gold would not harm the international monetary system or the United States. Pressure in Congress to end the ban had grown in recent years because many Americans wanted to buy gold bullion as a means of offsetting inflation. So some experts thought that the new law would lead to the establishment of gold markets in the United States where gold may be bought and sold as a commodity. And so I believe the manipulation of gold started that day, even though it was a good day, because Americans could then own gold.
Well, I don't doubt people have tried to manipulate prices. I mean, the Ford dealer tries to manipulate the price of Mustangs to where he can get an extra $500 out of every car, or better yet, an extra $1,000 or whatever. Everybody's involved. It's part of the free market process to some degree. But manipulation, I mean, we try it on an individual basis, but it shouldn't be allowed coming from people in positions of authority in the government. They should make sure that this game is played on a level playing field and no one is able to bias the game where we're guaranteed that one side wins and one side loses. It should be fair because that free market ultimately will discover a kind of truth. What is the real price of gold right now? You've got to take the lies, the manipulation away, and all of a sudden you can begin to see the truth. And that would be something I want to see. It's something that the government doesn't want any part of because it's going to be like $3,000 or $5,000 for an ounce of gold, and the government doesn't want any part of that. Right, so they don't want the truth. They don't want the free market, but yet that's the purpose, that free market. What is the find the price? Price discovery. When they say price discovery, I could say truth discovery. Same thing. Free markets, truth discovery. All right? It's messy. All right? And people try to bias it one way or the other, and they try to fix it and rig it in one thing. But that's the real purpose of the free market. Price discovery, truth discovery. The two are, they have far more in common. The two concepts have far more in common than a lot of people would suspect. We're going to take a... Well, it's the end of the program. We're not going to take a break. We're going to take a 24-hour break or a 23-hour break. Melody and I will be back tomorrow. Hope you'll tune in then. In the meantime, the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, and Todd, the producer. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay.
Ain't it sad?
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.
In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a ball.